Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. We do have the Arch Top set up. It's running. I just need to change the Wi-Fi name and password to something that's a little bit easier. Yeah, I know we I got instructions. My husband gave me instructions on how to do it on the HomePass app. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really working, so I'm not sure if like the technician told him the wrong thing or.
No worries about that.
Understanding him.
Can I get the name on the account?
Yep, it's I think it's probably under his Robert Wheeler.
And Wheeler is Wheeler.
Yeah.
Actually, it's under Claire. Is that you?
Oh yeah. Mhm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Claire. Real quick, before I do anything else for inside your account, can you verify what your service address is?
Yeah, it's 98 Cubby Street in Kingston.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file?
Probably Claire Veronica Wheeler at gmail.com.
That's the one. And what speed of service do you guys currently have?
The 1 gig.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Claire. And let me just get into this real quick and I can actually let you know.
Okay.
Alrighty. So... Alrighty, and you don't know about whether or not how, if you've managed to get it set up or not, and you were having difficulties with the home pass?
Yeah, let me see if, look on, see what, there's a text message. So we have the, it says Plume account password, Wi-Fi password. So I have that. I think he told me to download the app, which I did, and then sign in.
Okay.
So I'll try doing that again. Maybe.
From what I'm seeing, it's saying that it's requiring you to have an email verification. Would you like me to resend that to your Gmail?
Yeah, and then maybe that will just solve the issue.
Yeah, that should help you be able to log in. While you're waiting on that, I can actually take the opportunity to help you with the renaming of that Wi-Fi network as well as the password for it, if you'd like me to help you with that.
Okay, what do people generally do for that?
You can do whatever you want. I've seen the names run the gamut under the sun from, you know, simple to downright hateful because some people don't like their neighbors. So I literally seen someone name their Wi-Fi network, "Get off my lawn."
Oh, no, we like our neighbors. We don't want that.
No, I understand. So it can be anything you'd like. So... usually I suggest somebody to do something that's a little bit more simple, especially if you have neighbors in your area who also have Archtop Fiber. Having the same network idea of saying like Archtop Fiber with a string of numbers usually gets people confused. They're like, well, I'm trying to connect to my network, but it's not the right password.
Right.
So
right.
How about we do something simple for now? You can always change the name of this network later.
Okay. I think why don't we do? Honestly, we moved into this house like a year ago, and we think that to, like, the grandma who lives here, we kind of think she's still here. So we always talk about Grandma Tubby. So maybe we'll do that, Grandma Tubby, for the Wi-Fi name.
All right. I've got that name set now to Grandma Tubby. So you should start seeing that popping up in your Wi-Fi networks now. And you said would you like to edit the password as well? I can change that for you as well.
Yeah, let's just does it have to be certain number or certain?
It has to be a minimum of 8 characters.
Any numbers that have to be in there?
Nope, just a minimum of 8 characters.
Okay, let's just do tomato.
T-O-M-A-T-O-E. There we go. Tomato. Give a good give a good pun to cars.
I think no E on the end, though.
All right. So that does leave you with two more characters that are required.
Oh, okay. So then we'll do ES, tomato.
So you need eight characters minimum, and so tomato, so T-O-M-A-T-O-E. And let's add an exclamation at the end of that, just so that we cover that eighth character. And that
okay,
is...
Yeah,
that
or you could just do tomato plural, T-O-M-A-T-O-E-S.
That works, and it's with a capital T at the beginning, just so you're aware. Just so you're not
okay.
Calling us back and be like, I can't access it. So there we
got
go. I'm saving that for you right now. It looks like everything is good to go for you right now, Claire, and should be good to go. And you will be able to make these modifications once you verify your home pass with email, and you should be
okay.
able to log in that way as well going forward. That way you can look at all of the data, the metrics, everything about your system, and make sure everything's running smoothly on your end.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Claire?
Nope. Just when I go into my settings, will it pop up like that? Oh, yeah. There it is. Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
Yep. And
thank
it should
you.
It should be automatically there for you. All right. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling us here at Arkansas Fiber. I'm always happy to help get your internet service issues taken care of.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.